Prepping episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Brian. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is making a presentation to design review. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. In this book, you can learn how people tick and how to use modern presentation design software powerfully and effectively. Learn from Sondora how to transform boring slides into lively, clear, and seductive presentations. Follow some of the most powerful presentations to design influencers, learn more about the power of Zing and support, and how to inject it into your presentation. Although many design reviews are productive, they often raise the specter of collaboration, turning into a line of fire of design where everyone potters and everyone curses, or into a pitch session in which a designer gives an elaborate presentation to convince his colleagues. So we have developed a formal process that improves design, creates a productive environment, empowers the entire team, and ensures repeatable results. From celebrated classics to new ideas, creative minds are inspired to develop authentic, resonant, and actionable presentation ideas. In addition, it is very likely that you will not be good, adept at giving design feedback, so prepare your presentation with that in mind. Here is how things work before, during, and after the critique process. Here are some examples of how we worked things out before in our critique processes. The client has entrusted you with realizing their vision and coping with the many pitfalls and challenges that production faces. Typically, the customer has vague ideas that are difficult to express in design terms. Your response will be determined by many factors, including your experience with the project, your knowledge of the design process, and your personal experience. You will weigh up how well your design harmonizes with other factors and how it fits into the overall vision. Presentation to design is a niche skill, and companies that specialize in it tend to focus heavily on making the presentation as successful as possible. Presentation agencies understand the presentation process and its sequence and can use these insights to plan the results accordingly. Crucially, your presentation shows that all factors have been taken into account. Your presentation comprehensively explains how your design achieves the customer's goals. You will receive positive feedback from the customer as well as positive feedback on your presentation to ensure smooth communication. This chapter describes how to become an effective moderator in the traditional sense by serving in a variety of roles, such as moderator, speaker, moderator, in residence, and moderator. It also describes best practices for presentation skills and visuals and how they can be applied to creating videos and posters. First and foremost, Diabians allow you to focus on the content of your presentation and then save time when it comes to the design part. If you are able to articulate clearly and easily the objectives of the presentation and what you are trying to achieve, you will find that it is helpful to your audience. This is used for the introduction and conclusion, but it will help you design the rest of the content of a presentation. The user also has access to a list of all tools available in Diabians such as PowerPoint, Excel, and PowerPoint Express. The software offers a number of functions to facilitate the design of a presentation. Let us summarize the tips again, and you are all ready until you present your design ideas to your customers or stakeholders. Your audience may care more about how long it takes to build it with their tools and frames, or they may care about how you look and how it works. So when your wire images are ready, read all the above tips, try to anticipate how your audience might react, and then go back to the notes from the meeting before you start the design. If you do, take some time to review the assumptions you have made along the way so that you can successfully market yourself. Once you have your draft, take the time to fill out the details and plan what you are actually going to say. Help your audience follow the main content of your presentation and tell them to use the structure you have created to keep it up to date as you move from one section of the outline to the next. Rearrange your main ideas and objectives during the presentation and usually close your presentations by thanking your audience and offering to answer any questions they may have. Finishing your presentation can be difficult, but it is important because it will leave a lasting impression on your audience, so don't neglect to plan your graduation carefully. As mentioned above, it is sometimes difficult to finish a presentation to know how long the presentation actually lasts. You need to practice your timing, live and plan the right amount of content as you will be delivering it to a class. You may need to answer questions, take more time to explain a concept, see if you lose your audience, or move on to another plan section. Have a plan, but make sure you clearly underline the main purpose and message of your presentation and ultimately deviate from your plan. This is all for today, guys. My name is Brian and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Prepping and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.